From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Obama and the world's seven richest democracies are meeting in Japan for a G7 summit focusing on ways to improve global growth and ease South China Seas. President Obama has warned American reporters that the world is watching American presidential elections with growing concern.
A lot of the proposals that he's made display either ignorance of world affairs or a cavalier attitude or an interest in getting tweets and headlines instead of actually thinking through what it is that is required to keep America safe and secure and prosperous, and what's required to keep the world on an even keel.
The leaders will be focusing on ways to improve global growth and keep the economic recovery in the United States stabilized, and also concerns about South China Sea tensions. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he felt profound resentment over what he called a self-centered and absolutely despicable crime. Mr. Obama was also called upon to answer public outrage over the alleged rape and murder of a Japanese woman by a former U.S. Marine who works at Kadena Military Base in Okinawa. Meantime, China is warning the G7 countries that it could worsen tensions in the South China Sea if they discuss the issue at the summit. Maritime disputes are one of a host of issues that the leaders are expected to discuss this week in Tokyo. Last month, the G7 foreign ministers issued a joint statement on maritime security at the conclusion of their meetings, voicing concern about the situation in the East and South China Seas. A U.S. investment firm is offering to acquire control of the embattled Japanese manufacturer Takata Corporation, which is struggling with a massive recall of defective automobile airbags. A report in today's edition of the Nikkei Business newspaper that Kohlberg Kravis Roberts is seeking a 60% majority stake in the family-owned firm boosted shares of Takata more than 21% on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. Defective airbags manufactured by Takata led to a massive recall of tens of millions of automobiles around the world and have been linked to 13 deaths in the United States and Malaysia. A U.S. State Department Inspector General report finds former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her predecessors failed to follow guidelines to limit security risks on personal email. Senior officials said there was no evidence that Clinton sought approval to use a personal email account to conduct state business. The Inspector General's report states she was obligated to do so to protect sensitive information from a possible cyber attack. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
While not necessarily encouraged, there was no prohibition on using personal email. The only requirement is that, and regulations do state this, that these records need to be preserved. And I would say, looking back with 2020 hindsight, you know, we do now have records management and cybersecurity policies that would make it hard to approve this kind of outside system to replace your official email. You know, and Secretary Clinton has said publicly she would not make the same choice again.
Clinton, who is seeking the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination, is denied breaking rules. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has been looking into whether there were violations of national security laws. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expanded his coalition government with the signing of a coalition deal with Yisrael Beitanu, the party that includes the appointment of outspoken leader Avigdor Lieberman as his defense minister. Lieberman's hardline position on the Palestinian question raises what one U.S. spokesman called legitimate concerns about the government's commitment to a two-state solution. Hebrew University political scientist Avraham Dishkin.
I really believe that Lieberman, a very problematic political partner and a very blatant one. However, I think he is a pragmatic person. He is a pragmatic person. And if there is something on the table, I think that he will go with it.
Lieberman replaces Moshe Yaalon, a former army chief who resigned last week. The United Nations Security Council has now lifted the last international sanctions against Liberia. Those sanctions apparently went into place in 2003. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.